Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. It is a 512 Friday edition of Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn. And it's 512 Friday means we're playing jams from local bands and artists, very talented human beings, who you can catch live right here in the ATX. Who are we jamming right now, Patrick?
This is Mama Hawk, and they are playing tonight at the Parish.
Mama Hawk.
You know that's very protective. It's Mama Hawk. She's protecting the Hawk.
Yeah.
She's protecting.
Damn right about that. All right, we're having a good time out here at Golffinity, North 620. You can turn into the Bush's Chicken or after the Bush's Chicken right after that, and then you'll see the horn flags out front, and then you'll also see the huge facility. You cannot miss it, man. This thing looks like a couple of airplane hangars combined. This place is huge, but they got a lot of great ways for you to improve your golf game. It's a fantastic place. You can get the family out. They also got an open bar. Full bar, right here. It's an open bar. Full bar. Different.
Yeah,
very different.
There it is.
Full bar.
Totally different.
Yeah, place will be packed.
Coming in screeching.
Grabbing Rex on the road. He said open with a full bar here. You can enjoy that as well. And, of course, they are celebrating Dell Match Play. Golffinity celebrating Dell Match Play happening right here in the ATX. So they got a Dell Match Play menu, Dell Match Play cocktails. You can enjoy those as well. So come on out here to Golffinity. You don't even need to love Golffinity, because I actually love this spot. And I like golf, but I don't love it.
Yep.
I love Golffinity.
Fair.
So you come on out here, and you ain't even got to be into golf that often. I'm more on the just kind of the putting green here.
Yeah. Right,
that's where I am. It's more my speed. But Harsh brought his clubs with him.
I did. Because
Harsh is hardcore. He was actually bragging about Golffinity before anybody else was. I remember that.
That's right.
He was talking about Golffinity. I was like, what? He was like, you ever been there? I was like, no, I've not been to Golffinity.
He was like, you got to go in there, man. This place is unbelievable.
You were talking. I would give you props on that. You were talking about it. Also, shout out to all the fans who've come out. We appreciate them coming out. And I said earlier, Harsh is getting way more – basically, you're getting way more bang for – their buck when it comes to Blue Chew.
Oh, for sure.
The added value that they are getting now by having you do these advertisements, because now people are coming in this place. And by the way, the guy that we just met, Richard.
Yeah.
Just shout. I'm not gonna give too much detail about him because I want to give it, put his business out there.
Yeah.
All right. But he's just like, hey, it works.
Yeah.
It works.
I told him he needs to do a testimonial.
He said it worked before.
Yeah. Before he heard me talk
he
about it.
He said he had it before that.
Yeah, he came and gave me dap and talking about, you right.
He said, but you right, it
you
works.
Right.
I was like, what? I thought he was joking. He's like, no, it works. I was like, okay.
Rod's face went from laughing to, wait a minute, you being serious right now?
Yeah, I thought it was a joke. I thought he came in here trying to play a joke on you. No,
yeah.
He wasn't playing a joke on
no,
Rod.
He was
like,
100.
No, man. He's like, no, I mean, it's great. It works. he's like, it's awesome. He sounded like it really changed his life. So, there you go. Man, Harsh is doing it big, man. With
that's
the
right.
Yeah, make sure you use the – what's the promo code there?
Hey, Hardball.
Yes, of course.
Make sure you get that free ship. You have $5, you get the shipping.
Oh,
first month
goodness.
Free.
Man, I'll tell you. Bucky said he wants some.
Oh, my gosh. I'm worried about Buck.
I know.
He told me right now he still has his jock strap.
No, Bucky don't need any. I'm telling you right now. Bucky has too many random old man injuries. Frey,
he fell off the back of the
of a truck.
Yes.
I'm like, Bucky, what are you doing on the back of a truck?
Yeah.
You're too old to be on the back of a truck like
that. There's no reason for Buck
to be on
the back of
a truck. You need to pay somebody to get on the back of that truck like that. Come on, Buck.
No doubt.
Too old. Yeah, Bucky, I worry about Buck because every time I talk to Buck, he's got different injuries.
That's, that's the triple OG right there.
I know.
The triple OG.
Man, he's
him and Zay had me crying this morning.
Yeah, they were talking about
the blue chew.
Yeah, no question. All right,
Hard just holding them to himself.
I was like, Bucky wants free ones. I was like, Bucky, you got to go through the process and like, get a prescription. You can't just get free samples.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like it's like pharmaceutical sales. Come on. All right, you can be a part of the show. Hit us up via Twitter. That's the best way to do it. I'm at Rod Baber City Twitter. I'm at Harge. He's at Hardball Harge. And Patrick Davis back at the Aaron Compound, the real MVP at It's Patrick Davis. Okay, you know what? I was going to ask you a question about Blue Chew, but I'm just going to move on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
I'm here. Come on.
No, it's too personal.
No, come on. Let's go ahead.
It's too personal.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
You realize you're setting yourself up.
I know I'm talking to Rob B. I know you're going to flip something on me.
I know not. I'm just going
to text it to me.
I had equipment. I was figuring I'd ask you at the break. I was like,
all right, let's do that. And then we'll figure it out after that.
All right. I was like, I had a question. But I was like, no, I'll ask you at the break. That seems a little personal for the airwaves. And then you're like, go ahead.
I'm like,
It's Friday.
That's right.
Your wife ain't going to say that. Huh? There are kids here. Thank you. There are kiddos. Thank you. You should not thank you, Jack.
Gotta leave it to Jack to point it out to me.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm glad I did not ask that question. All right. Let's get some NFL news notes and nuggets here. How about this? Because yesterday we reported this. So this is the evolution of this story, the next development here. So yesterday it was reported that Zeke had narrowed his list of future teams down to just three teams.
Right.
I was a little surprised. I said, man, I'm shocked that Zeke's getting this much interest this early in the offseason after his departure from the Cowboys. You know, because I'm not hating on Zeke, but there are other running backs that I would take ahead of Zeke right now on the free agent market. And I think they would probably be cheaper than Zeke and they'd be an upgrade over Zeke. But I digress. He said he was choosing between, or at least the report said, Adam Schefter's report said, he was choosing between the Bengals, the Jets, and the Eagles. That was the report. And, well, now there is a report kind of contradicting that. Per a league source with knowledge of the situation, it says Elliott isn't currently weighing contract offers from the Jets, Bengals, and Eagles. In fact, he may have offers at this point from none of them. It said he may never get an offer from any of them either. Actually, Zach Taylor went on the record for saying, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, we're fine at running back. We like our team the way it is. We don't necessarily need Zeke. So this obviously was Zeke's agent throwing this out there.
You got to put it out there, man.
But it goes back to what I said. I would not be interested in Zeke. Remember I told you, I was like, who the hell?
Yeah.
What GM out there is like, I got to have Zeke on my roster? That GM probably is on the way to being fired.
If that was the one.
Did you watch Zeke the last year?
Hey, man.
I know. You're a Cowboys fan.
I watched a lot of Zeke.
And what did I say? I think he'll get picked up maybe mid-training camp or maybe in the season sometime. I don't – and basically this report is – it's basically backing my theory that no team's going to be interested in Zeke.
Yeah,
Now, let's just say dire situation.
Zach Taylor basically said there's a lot of great players – that are available right now.
Man, meaning this dude?
This not the one that I'm looking for.
Man, come on.
He's going to get picked up. I don't know who it's going to be with. Zeke is going to get picked up. He's been around the league too long, and he's like backup quarterback. You can be selling insurance 1 week, and they're going to call you to be a backup quarterback in the NFL because everybody's hurt. Zeke is going to get an opportunity to play in the league. You may be right. It may be halfway through camp. It may be at the latter part of camp. Have you seen the videos of him working out?
Oh.
My man has been putting in extra time. He said, I want to get 15 back. And I was thinking maybe he wants to lose the freshman 15 that he gained while he was playing. That's what I was thinking when he said, I want to get 15 back. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I will see Zeke in a uniform. I don't know when, but Zeke will be in a uniform next year.
Yeah, it ain't going to be early. That report,
I was
shocked. I was like, man, and I admit it, I ate that crow. I'll be wrong about that. Yeah. It's not.
That report changed your mind. You were like, wait, what?
I was like, what?
Exactly.
It was shocking to me. I was like, somebody wanted to pick Zeke up that quickly?
Yeah.
And like I said, Zeke is just.
Especially with the draft coming up, too.
You and what is Zeke, 27?
No, I think he's.
He's 20, what is he, 27, 28, yeah, something like that? Yeah. Whatever he is, he's 27, 28. He's in running back years.
27.
Unfortunately, running back years, dude, you're geriatric.
Yep.
I know that sounds
you
crazy
say
to say that,
you
but that's just the way it's looked at. The stats all back it up, the analytics, the red line, if you look at it all throughout, like basically since 2001, with running backs with a minimum of an average of 75 carries per season, their careers peak at 27, rushing totals drop by 15% by 28, 25% by 29, and almost 40% by the time they turn 30. It's just a high-impact position. And when you fall off, you drop off a cliff. It is a precipitous drop.
Yeah.
Like very rarely do you have the Frank Gores of the world or your Adrian Petersons. Running backs don't age gracefully. And they become old at what is we consider a young age, but it's not in running back years. There are some professions where, 28 years old, you're old. You're a 28-year-old stripper, you're considered pretty old for a stripper.
Yeah.
For a running back, 28-year-old running back, you're considered pretty old for a running back.
But you're also considered wise. And you
a wise? Who wants a wise stripper?
She's fiscal with her money.
That's not why you're – if she was wise, she wouldn't be stripping. That's the whole point of it. Once they wise up, they stop stripping, don't
exactly.
They? They was like, I'm going to nursing school, girl. This stripping ain't for me.
I was going
to
say,
she's
man,
a librarian
maybe
or something.
Maybe she's trying to get her master's.
Librarian. What stripper became a librarian? That would be the hottest librarian ever. I would love that. Go to that library all the time.
And I don't even read books.
But anyway, getting back to it. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's nothing against Zeke. This is more about the value of the running back position and now the perception of the running back position. It's hurting Bijan, too.
It definitely is.
It's hurting all the running backs.
It's hurting Austin Eckler.
It's hurting Austin Eckler's coming. He's right now.
He's a perfect example
of
it.
Great point.
He is the guy that you're sitting there and looking at his value and what he brings to the team, and they're saying no.
Yeah.
No, running backs, you're not getting any more money. And I think all of it goes back to what we saw with Christian McCaffrey, we saw it with Zeke, and we saw it with a couple of other backs where they paid them for more than what they paid them more than what the market is dictating for them. And that's what people always talk about the Dak contract. They were like, Dak this, Dak that. I'm like, the market dictated that Dak deserved that money. Doesn't matter what he was playing like. He's your quarterback. He's going to get that money. The running back, totally different view of the game. Because of what you said, it's a high-impact position. He's constantly in the game. He's blocking. He's catching passes. And he's getting hit. So that's three times that dude is getting hit one way or another.
And you
have to move on from it.
Yeah. So I think Zeke will – I think you're right. He'll get a job. But I just don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Right.
Teams will exhaust all of the possibilities. And then they'll go, we know Zeke's still out there.
Right.
So that's why Zeke's got to stay in shape, because I do think it'll be after the draft.
Yeah.
But why bring Zeke in before the draft?
That's true. That's what I'm saying.
I was like, what?
There's a lot of back. This is a deep running back draft, too.
It's a deep running back draft. It's a deep running back free agent class, or at least it was. I think it still is. Actually.
Still is.
There's some running backs out there. And the trade market's open. Austin Eckler
is
basically saying, trade me. Derrick Henry's
out.
On the trade market. Dalvin Cook's on the trade market.
Yeah,
you can get a really good running back for pretty cheap in terms of draft capital. But, do you want to pay a running back? So that's why the Bijan Robinson conversation is really interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll be having that conversation, obviously, leading
up
to the draft.
For a long time.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are in – a lot of people think they're in the perfect position. They're in a sweet spot where they could end up having to have at least consider the option and have the conversation about whether they need to draft Bijan Robinson.
Agreed.
He'll drop somewhere out of that top 15 – top 20, and then potentially, they'll either trade up for him or decide to ignore him and let him drop past them, which I would be disappointed if they let Bijan drop past them. And I know that sounds crazy just how we're talking about the running back position, but value, but I believe it was Todd McShay that said Bijan is in most teams' top 7 overall big board.
Right.
That's your big boys rankings, every player in the draft, regardless of position. So he's got basically as a top 7 player on most teams' big board, that dude drops to 26.
If he drops to 26 and the Dallas Cowboys skip on Bijan Robinson,
might have to do it.
I will lose my mind.
I want to be there. Would you video that?
I will definitely be video.
We're
going to be together.
We're going to be together. I'll record it. I'll be watching right there. I'll have it on you as soon as it happens.
I will lose my mind if the Cowboys, if he's there for the Cowboys, they skip over him at 26, and you talk about value, that you need to cut some of them other people that you signed. I would get rid of Ronald Jones if you're going to keep Bijan. If you can get Bijan, I'll keep Ronald. You get rid of Rico. I mean, like,
who? Dotto?
Yeah.
They like him. He's been a little project for them.
We ain't got time for projects. You had Gathers. Remember him? The basketball player from Baylor. Rico Gathers. Another Rico. Maybe he got something with Uncle Rico.
Another Rico.
Yeah. No doubt.
I think that's. It's about value. You can still justify taking Bijan that late in the draft. Giving him a second contract, that would be a different discussion altogether, like you did with Zeke. Yep. But, man, that's considering what you've already now done in the offseason, adding Brandon Cooks to the offense, and now adding to the defense as well. Man, that would be a hell of an upgrade.
Come on.
At running back.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I think everybody's with it. We'll see if the Cowboys are with it.
Oh, you know, they're doing a great job this offseason.
They are doing a great job this offseason. I don't know if it's weekend at Jerry's and somebody's got Jerry propped up, walking them around and making these offseason decisions, because it's very uncharacteristic of the Dallas Cowboys.
No doubt.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into that in Rod's Round of the Day a little bit, too. Speaking of, what you got coming up on Harsh Knock Life?
We got my man Aaron coming over here, the owner of Xfinity. Golffinity. I was thinking about the bass in my ear. We got Aaron that's going to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on over here at Golffinity, and probably tell us a little bit about the food that they have for the Dell Match Play menu.
Oh, yeah. Get that Dell Match Play menu. It's making me a little curious.
He's already giving me a hard time because of my hat.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm just saying.
When
I get a free hat – that's how I know I'm becoming my dad. When I get a free hat or free, like, anytime merchandise, I wear it. I actually wear it. My wife is like, where did this come from? Like, somebody gave me a free hat. Put it with the rest of the hats. I don't throw those hats away. I walked by this in the garage, and I was like, hey, we're going there today.
That's right.
And I had put the Golffinity hat there. Boom. So
there it is.
Like I said, I love free merchandise nowadays. So I got a free hat from Golffinity. I'm representing at Golffinity.
That's right.
I'm at Harsh. He's representing the Longhorns.
Hey, it's game day.
I think he got one of those hats, too.
I do. Uh-huh. But it was white.
Oh, what you got against white?
Oh, it's more about because I'm all black today.
Oh,
I'm
you
like
want
Johnny
to coordinate.
Cash. I got to coordinate.
You
know your
coordinate. Ah, that is true. Yeah, you're right. Well, your shoes are white. White,
no, those are
white
gray.
Gray.
That's gray.
There's some white on there.
On the bottom.
No, the bottom's on the side. Just say you lost the hat.
No, I got the hat.
Where is it?
I'll send a picture of it when I get home today. I'll post it.
It's too late,
man. No, I'll post it.
It's too late.
I'll post it.
You don't have to post it.
I'm going to post it.
All right. Let's get to this story really quickly because I saw this, and we'll make sure we get out on time to make sure we got plenty of time for Harsh Knock Life. I saw this from Cowboys Wire. It said basically 10 late round sleeper prospects for the Cowboys to consider. Essentially, the premise of the article, which was pretty good, is saying the Cowboys have relied heavily. We know, I've been talking about it forever, they're the most homegrown team in the NFL. Nobody relies more heavily on the draft than the Dallas Cowboys. And when they're drafting fourth round or later, essentially, we're drafting middle to late rounds. The Cowboys have actually found some gems because they're a really good drafting team. Like I said, they're top 5, top 10 drafting team in the NFL, you know, most of the time, especially since Will McClay came around.
Right.
2018, you know, Dorms Armstrong was a fourth-round pick for him. Dalton Schultz was a fourth-round pick. You love Cedric Wilson. He was a sixth-round pick. Tony Pollard, 2019. That was guys like Donovan Wilson. Remember him? Sixth-round pick. They just re-signed that guy. Jabril Cox is a late-round pick for him. Israel Makiuamu was a late-round pick for him. Jake Ferguson, the tight end, mid- to late-round pick. Von Bland was a fifth-round pick for him. So the Cowboys actually have found some diamonds in the rough. It really gets tough once the talent pool shrinks considerably like that. It's really tough in those late rounds to find those hidden gems or guys that are going to give you starting caliber reps. So here are a couple of the players they mentioned could be sleepers for the Cowboys. A couple of Longhorns they bring up. They bring up DeMarvion Overshown, who we know met with the Cowboys. And he did say that Dan Quinn told him that he had a plan for him, had a vision for him. Makes sense because Dan Quinn's big into positionless football. He loves versatility. You can look at all the players that either he's drafted or they've drafted since he's been there, whether you're talking about a Michael Parsons or even a Sam Williams, or even look at the guys they brought in via free agency, J-Ron Curse, and the way they use their three safeties, Keanu Neal at the time. All those guys are kind of hybrid players, and that's the way they utilize them. DeMarvion Overshown, and considering the Cowboys do like projects, they will draft a player and they'll develop him for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
They are a draft and develop organization. We've talked about how they need to diversify a little bit, but DeMarvion Overshown, we know Cowboys do like him, or at least Dan Quinn likes him, and Dan Quinn's getting his way this offseason.
Well,
he's having his way.
And that's a beautiful thing, because the one thing that we've noticed is he's the one that's been on a lot of these player pro days. He's the one that's been traveling
been.
A lot.
That's true.
So every time you look up, you're seeing him at the pro days, and everybody's trying to figure out where Mike McCarthy is. Well, it don't really matter if he's the one that's going out there and making sure that he's seeing, because he's looking at that defensive side of the ball and presenting the case for that type of player and what he can bring to his defense.
Yeah, I mean, the theory that I had about essentially Dan Quinn being a coach in waiting, this offseason does seem to add some credibility to my theory.
Yeah, it does. It's putting him right in the driver's seat to be the head coach. I agree.
Donovan Wilson signing, Leighton Vander Esch signing on defense, going to get Stephon Gilmore. Yeah, they added something offensively because they definitely needed to add juice to the offense. But, man, they're being aggressive. We'll see how this draft is. This draft is also going to say a lot, too, about that theory that if Mike McCarthy can't get past the division round, it'll be Dan Quinn's team. Sooner rather than later. But, yeah, I like that DeMarvion Overshown to the Cowboys. That's something to look at. And also on this list is Keandre Coburn.
Yep.
They got Keandre Coburn here possibly as another sleeper for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm not going to lie, the Keandre Coburn thing makes perfect sense to me. Now, we'll see what they do with the Jonathan Hankins. That's what we don't know. Right, we don't know if the Cowboys are going to try to re-sign Jonathan Hankins. There's been talk that he is a priority for the Cowboys, but they haven't done it yet. And I would love for them to re-sign Jonathan Hankins. Man, he was fantastic for them last year. He made a huge difference for the Cowboys. And they're basically the two most important run defenders for the Cowboys in 2022 were Leighton Vander Esch and Jonathan Hankins. Remember, they traded for Jonathan Hankins because they needed a wide-body, run-stuffing, kind of space-eating, gap-clogging D-tackle, old-school guys. And he fits that mold.
Yeah, he definitely fits that mold. But I want to look at something else because, you know, we were talking about the Bijan Robinson falling to the Cowboys and possibly being there. But another player that may fall because of legal aspects is Jalen Carter. We've seen people just kind of spiral down pending on what's happening. They've talked about the fact he came in out of shape, and I firmly believe he was doing some tanking. I really think he was doing some tanking because he was dealing with that situation, and he was just like, you know what? I don't want to go for this team. I don't want to go for this team. They already saying I may not be the number one. They may be going – they traded the pick for Chicago. He may fall to Chicago a little bit later too, and maybe that's why Chicago kind of traded – that pick away, because he's feeling I can still fall to that, and you're not the number one overall draft pick. I know we all want to be that, but sometimes it's just not in the cards, and it may not be a necessity. So I'm wondering if legal, because we saw what happened with Lyle Collins. Remember, he went through his legal fall from the top, and now he's gone, by the way. They're not going to re-sign him with Cincinnati. So there's another position. But what if Jalen Carter falls to the Cowboys and Bijan is there too? What do you think the Cowboys – because you just talked about it, putting the space. But we also look – you can get them later because you got a Keandre Coburn.
Yeah, I honestly, it's tough because I don't know if Bijan's going to fall there.
He could
get snatched up before then, but it's possible. And I don't think Jalen Carter's going to be there.
Right.
I think the Texans will take them with their second first
round
pick.
With that 12th pick.
There are too many because Detroit has a second first round pick. They got multiple first round picks. I think those teams, like you said, if he does fall, because right now, yeah, it looks like his draft stock has dropped, especially after his private workout or that pro day. But if he drops out of the top five, I think the teams with multiple first round picks, Detroit, Houston. Not that Philly would do it because Philly has Jordan Davis, and remember they signed D tackles last year. But I think you'd see teams potentially want to trade up with Philly, try to get that spot to get a Jalen Carter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just
he
was
won't
just
be there for the Cowboys.
That. Yeah.
Because he's
I'm wishful thinking, man.
Yeah, because Bijan's at a non. Like I said, I don't agree with this, but it's just the reality of it. He's at a non-premium position.
Right.
And Jalen Carter can be considered at a more of a premium position than a Bijan, just because he's a guy that can play multiple shades up front on the D-line. But it depends on where they have him, where they have him on their big board. But that's a good point about Jalen Carter. He could be another wild card.
He could definitely be a wild
Bijan's
card.
Bijan's the biggest wild card in the draft where nobody really knows where he's going to go because of the value of the running back position and his extraordinary talent. I think you just made the case Jalen Carter probably is the second biggest wild card.
Right.
And Anthony Richardson is probably
the third one.
Probably the third biggest.
Yeah, because his name has been popping up a lot.
We know he's going to end up going in the top 10 just because of the value of the quarterback position, right? A premium position.
Right. And everybody thinks they can coach him.
They do.
Everybody thinks I can make him accurate.
Yeah, and as the late, great Bill Walsh told us, very few men can coach the quarterback position, and even fewer can develop the quarterback position. So.
But we all got egos.
We all got egos.
That's
right. No doubt about that. Okay, so what you got coming up on Harsh Knock Life?
We got our man Alex Bergman coming over here to talk to us about Golffinity. We had him on before. We're going to have it again. They've had a lot going on this week because of Dell Match Play, and he's going to let us know who's been in and how things are going over here.
All right. That's why we're out here at Golffinity celebrating Dell Match Play. If you're in the neighborhood, come on out. North 620, right after you pass the Bush's Chicken, you can turn right there and you'll see the flags out front from the horn. You'll see also how massive the facilities are here for Golffinity. And also, they have plenty of Dell Match Play menu items that you can enjoy. Dell Match Play cocktails, plenty of TVs, full bar for you. This is a great place to start your weekend the right way out here at Golffinity. We'll be right back with Harsh Knock Life right here on 104.9 The Horn.
Bulls.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, the main event of the evening for your entertainment and pleasure.
Mike, you have to be so combative.
Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folks, but in front of your own, speak my mind.
He has emotional anger issue problem.
Hey, are you Dirty Mike and the boys?
I'm Mike Lowry.
Michael!
Oh, that's funny. Michael!
Welcome back to the 512 Friday edition of Ball Don't Lie. It's your boy, Hardball Hard. You can follow me on Twitter, at Hardball Hard. You can follow my man, Rob Babers, at Rob Babers. And you can follow the man back at the ARN compound, my man, at It's Patrick Davis. We're not going to give you the specs text line, but it is 512-337-3776. The only person that can see that today is my man, Patrick. He's the only one that can do it. We are on location at Golffinity. 620 North 620 Bush's Chicken. Go right behind Bush's Chicken. That is the best way that we can describe it. It's close to Lakeline Boulevard, depending on which direction you're coming from, but it is directly behind Bush's Chicken. And we want to give a special shout out to my man Aaron Bergman.
Yes, sir.
There it is. Because I get close to Alex Bergman. But I go with Aaron Bergman.
His swing isn't as sweet as mine.
Especially on the golf course. That's right.
Great. I like
That's
that.
Golf. He's the owner and operator of this beautiful place, Golffinity. And he came with a great idea of developing this right here. And now your plan has been put in place. You've had a great week. Dell Match Play is going on. Tell us about what's going on here at Golffinity.
First off, guys, good to run it back with you.
I love it. Man. I love it.
Glad
to run it back.
Yeah. That's Thanks right. for the free gear, too.
Hey, man.
Yeah, there you
see,
go.
Rod knows
there
you
Hey,
go.
I'm representing, baby.
Always swag guy.
There he goes, man.
Arge, we'll talk later. No, man, it's great having you guys out. It's capping off an awesome week here. We've had two PGA Tour players coming in to talk to our members. And
nice.
Just, you know, anytime avid golfers can get that insight from the world's best, I mean, that's
right.
a treat. And really, that's what this place is really about, is just it's being a place where we can just bring in community around the game and just be the ultimate resource for everyone in town who's trying to get better and find that edge. So Alex Noren was here on behalf of Troon Golf, our partner, on Monday, and just had some incredible insight on development, junior golf, and then, of course, our guy Dylan Fratelli, partner in Golffinity, and just such an incredible UT ambassador, such an incredible ambassador for Golffinity. And he came, and we kicked off our junior development team. We got 65 kids, five different teams, all practicing together, gaining friendships within the game, competing, and Dylan came and just dropped some knowledge on it.
Dropping the science.
We got that science from him before, so we totally get it.
So, no, it's been a great week. And then having you guys here, of course, is always special. Just the positive energy that you guys bring. I mean, I wish you guys could just do the show here every single day.
Hey, we do too.
Love this
spot. We do too.
It is a really great spot, though. Like I said, I am a kind of a novice when it comes to the golf world. I'll admit that. But I can come out here and hang out all the time. Love the full bar they got here. And even if you are, like I said, like me, all my friends golf regularly all the time.
Yep.
And I want to hang out with them. But I can't get on the golf course for 3-4 hours because my wife is going to be like, you don't even golf. So
I know what you out there
exactly.
doing.
But this is a perfect spot where I suggest to my crew, like, hey, man, let's go to Golffinity, kick it for a couple hours. I can hang out at the bar while y'all go hit some golf balls.
And you work on your game.
Work on your game.
You know, that's exactly what this place is all about. You can have a great time in the game, but there's so many barriers that people just go, man, I just don't think I can quite commit. I mean, if you're on the outside looking in, 6 hours of doing anything you're not familiar with is like, not for me, right?
Right.
So you come here, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, oh, this is kind of fun. Mm. Oh, no one cares that I'm not that good.
Right.
Oh, wait, I can actually train and get better.
Yep.
Oh, I can make some friends, and they're not that good either. So we can do this together, and all of a sudden you just create an energy.
It's a community. Vibe.
That's right, man. That's exactly what this is all about. I mean, golf has blessed me in so many ways, and what it has done for me, for my family, we just want to create that platform for other people just to ride that same journey. So we're here, man. We're here for anyone who's curious and has never quite engaged in the game.
Exactly.
We have incredible coaches. I mean, we do over 700 golf lessons a month. We are turning and burning, boys.
I love that.
So you two, no excuses.
I got my clubs in the car.
What is the level of these classes? Like, you start out, say, somebody like me, a jabroni like myself. What's the lowest level? Beginner level of class I can think.
Let me tell you.
With the kiddo, with the Sophie here who was here, 8 years old.
And little people.
Oh, I know. I saw this family come out here, and they're all kids. They're preteens.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be with them.
Yeah.
You know what you're telling me?
I think you'd fit right in.
But, probably
you know, we have group classes because for some people it's about friendship.
It's about the community.
Yeah, just building like a social network around the game, which is great. But we had someone come in yesterday. Had never taken a golf swing before in their life. 56 years old, had never held a club in their hands. And hey, you know what we said? The hardest step was you just taking the initiative.
Right, to come inside.
That's the hardest part. And you're going to come here, you're going to find success. They left here grinning ear to ear. So we said, hey, we did our job.
56 years old, picking up a new, hobby or sport, whatever it is. That's amazing.
So what's your excuse?
I don't have one.
I
feel bad about myself. That's amazing.
You said you didn't have your cleats in your car, but you can get some of these golf spikes and come on in here and get that swing going.
But here's the thing about golf, and you look at this place, like our building is very modern. It's fresh. There's good music, good vibe, good food, good cocktails. Like, golf is trending this way. When I was a kid, I was the oddball because I played. Like, my friends, why you got double pleats on your pants? Right? Yeah. You know, and then I would go from the golf course to the gym because I'm from the Seattle, Tacoma area. Like, we hoop, right?
Right.
I go to the gym. It's like, I got to take this golf shirt off because I don't want to lose my street cred. Right? But now golf is becoming younger. It's more modern.
It is.
Cooler. It's hipper. Look at the golf fashion. I mean, some of the shoes, like, they're taking Jordans.
No, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
It is. We actually –
these dunks are – golf dunks.
Yeah,
these are golf shoes.
Yeah, they are. I was going to say, because my wife ordered some golf shoes not too long ago because she bought them for me, and I was like, hey, they're really nice. They're cool.
They're very comfortable, too.
So I'm with you on that, though, getting more stylish.
Yeah, man, it's all moving.
You got to reach out to the younger demo, though. That's what it's about.
It's becoming more part of, like, contemporary culture, you know? It's not like this just side niche thing where it's like, oh, these stuffy people do this
right.
this game. Like, nah, man, it's for everybody.
Well, it's because of this. It's because of, you know, communities like this, like Golffinity, because you guys are looking for other, almost other avenues to bring in, you know, golf enthusiasts and to bring in fans of the game.
It's true. And it honestly, it's a privilege for us to kind of be a part at the forefront of this wave.
Right.
Here's a stat for you guys. So in 2023, there will be more off-course golf experiences than on-course golf experiences. So what that tells that's crazy, man.
That is crazy. I'm sitting here processing this.
Yeah, if you think about the technology that we're using, mm-hmm. it's like it hasn't even been around that long.
Right. Yep.
So the fact that in such a short amount of time, more people, when they think of golf or a golf experience, will think of it in something other than going and booking a tee time at an 18-hole course.
Right, where it's tough for you to even get on nowadays.
Well, and that's a good thing, man.
Yeah.
What that shows is that, yeah, there's more people doing the off-course stuff, but that doesn't – it's not at the dispense of – the on-course, the green grass.
Right.
It'll never take the place of
they're thriving too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it
right.
Just,
yeah.
It just
yeah.
means it's a bigger pool
totally
now,
agree.
it's a beautiful thing.
Well, like athletes like Rod, who all of his buddies are now playing the game, mm-hmm. it will get him interested too because I do want to kick it with my friends and I do want to go out here and learn the game. I may not be good, but I'm having fun. I'm learning a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I'm watching people because I can see visual things and I can try to, you know, turn it over and make it happen that way. But a lot of times, too, it's just that repetition of it all. And if you could come inside, it's never raining in here.
Ever.
You can always come in
hey,
here.
You know what I
swing.
Say. You know what I say. It's always sunny at Golffinity.
Exactly. It's always sunny. So let me ask you this, Aaron. You know, this is a big week, but this is the last week of Dell match play. You know, everybody's decided that they're going to move on. There's going to be a different move at ACC. What does that mean to someone like yourself? Obviously, you've got these great golfers that are coming in town that are coming to break bread with you and kind of give back to the community. But what does that mean when all of these players that we normally get to see at this time of the year, we won't get to see them around here anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a disappointment. I mean, this tournament is actually personal to me and my family. My wife and I, we travel literally all over the world to watch golf. She doesn't play, but loves to go to tournaments. So Ryder Cup in Paris, we're going to go to the Ryder Cup in Italy this year. She just loves it. Huh. And it all started because I took her to Friday at Dell Match Play, and she just was like, this is the most fun I've ever had.
Right, right.
But think about it just from a Austin standpoint is it really highlights this city. You know, the course is right on the river with the bridge, and it's like you've got the whole country tuning into Austin for the week, yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. So to think that that's not going to be here anymore, certainly a disappointment because this event really kicks off the golf season. I mean, look, we're spoiled with weather here.
Yep.
I mean, what's winter to us is like, you know, summer to other people.
Right, right.
But it's not until this time of year where we're like, okay, let's get outside each and every day. So, you know, we'll just have to find something else. And hopefully the tour is changing with everything going on in professional golf.
Yeah.
But hopefully – with the success that we've had, I mean, how long did they do it? 10 years.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. success that the event has had. Hopefully, we can attract another professional event at some point. So.
And we got a lot of great golf courses around here to participate at too, and they can spend a lot of time here at Golffinity.
Hey.
Because why?
It's always sunny at Golffinity. He doesn't get tired of it.
I love thought it. He was going to drop a Blue Chew ad in there.
Hey, you can definitely swing here. You can definitely swing here. That's
come
for sure.
Come to Golffinity and drink. I'll stop.
Exactly.
My man. So tell us a little bit about everything else that's happening here. You just talked about the new launch for the Junior Academy and all the players that are signed up here. But what else for the older crowd? What can they come in here and experience as well? You talked about the drinks. You talked about that, but what about the bays and the memberships that you offer here?
So this is a member-based facility. We have over 850 members, so many people coming just to get their practice in, take their lessons. Here's another thing. You know, as you get older, you played sports as a kid, the ways, the outlets of competing kind of go away. Like, I can't go hoop in the gym like I used to, right?
Right, right.
But we started our leagues, and it's been an absolute hit. And the feedback that we're getting is guys are saying, and gals, they're saying, man, this is like my competitive outlet again.
Right.
Right? So we're doing that every Thursday night. You can sign up weekly. And it's just to watch people, like, going at each other in a fun social way. Oh, it's like it's you could just tell it's unleashed a whole thing, like the kid in each of us, right?
Right.
So that's been a lot of fun, and I encourage people to do that. But yeah, I mean, come in, come talk to our membership director. The whole point, the way that we've set everything up, is that we have memberships that fit the needs and the activity level that people want to participate at. And so I think when people come in, they'll see that, whoa, there's so much value in what these guys are offering. And
sounds like you customize it, memberships almost.
Yeah. Totally, totally. Because, you know, you've got –
it's like insurance. It's customized.
Absolutely. You know, some people have a family, right? So the amount of time that they need in the Bay is different, and some people can't get here but once a month. So, you know, we take that – the whole point is, like, we want this place to be a resource for people. We want to add value. We want to add to their golf game. So come on down. Come check us out. We do free intro sessions so people can see the technology. A lot of people don't know, like, see, you guys have been in the Bays and you've seen it.
Yeah.
And, like, the wow factor is there.
It's crazy.
But some people, they haven't seen the value they can get from the technology and just the practice and the learning environment that we create. Trust me when I say I wish I had this when I was a kid.
Right. We all talk about it.
Yeah.
This is amazing, and we're thankful that you continue to have us out here.
Oh, man.
We hope to be out here a lot more and doing a lot more with you, because this is a great experience for those that have been out here and those that haven't been out here. This is where you should be, because – it's always sunny at Golf Fantasy.
Yes,
know
sir.
What I'm saying? That's how that works, man. I love it. I love it. Aaron, thank you as always, man. We enjoy our time out here, and we'll keep pushing for Golffinity to have some more members out here.
I appreciate the love, guys. You guys are the best.
Appreciate
thank you, Aaron. You're the man, brother. All right, there you go. Harsh Knock Life, talking to Aaron. He runs stuff. He runs stuff around here.
He runs stuff around here.
He runs the spot.
That's right.
And he does a great job, I'm telling you, because – I love the comment about the kind of the customized memberships, because, you know, it's not everybody's golf game is the same. Not everybody has the same commitment to the game. Whatever your level of commitment, Golffinity is the spot for you.
No doubt.
Like, even if you're just a jabroni like Rod B trying to get out there. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into Off the Record on the other side. There's a study out talking about how much wasted productivity, lost productivity is happening during the tournament season, during March Madness. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.
D.D. Megadoodoo, I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Once it's turned on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Well, I don't get the brain and comb.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's time for another edition of Off the Record.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. We're hanging out here at Golffinity. If you're in the neighborhood, come on out here. North 620 is where it is. And right after you pass the Bush's Chicken, or you can turn into the Bush's Chicken. There's a right turn right after that Bush's Chicken you can turn into. And then you'll see the horn flags out there. You also see the huge facility that is Golffinity. You cannot miss it. It's great, and one of my favorite spots too. I'm hoping that the Golffinity, which I know is doing really well, opens up a south version of Golffinity. It's about a 35-minute drive for your boy, but it is well worth it. Okay, the NCAA tournament happening as we speak, the Sweet 16, how sweet it is. And we know that, so at least my theory is that Americans, they don't take a lot of vacation days. That's not a theory, that's a fact. They don't take a lot of vacation days. One of my theories as to why is that basically Americans kind of steal back their vacation days. They steal that back in other ways. Sometimes Super Bowl Monday is one of those days. Tournament time is one of those days too. So people have these lost productivity stats and studies that they do about how – I don't even know how they come up with these numbers, by the way. I cannot tell you. About how much productivity is lost, and financially they quantify how much it affects the economy. So – this study, by the way, CNN published this study. So the anchor, Frederica Whitfield, was the one that actually published and had the story about these numbers. They claim from this study that 17.3
$1 billion is lost in productivity every March Madness. Just because people take off work early, go watch all the games, first for the first two rounds where the games are happening all day long. But even, you know, for the Sweet 16, a lot of people take off early, start their weekend a little bit early, get out there and enjoy it. We see this with the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is also one of the biggest kind of lost productivity day, Super Bowl Monday of the year. They're saying March Madness overall has about a $17.3 billion in lost productivity. Remember what I told you guys, you shouldn't feel bad about this because the biggest, and I've talked about this number, I don't know why people don't talk about it more, it's a staggering stat, that the biggest and the most widespread and the most frequent theft in this country is actually not robbery or burglary or motor vehicle theft or anything like that. It is wage theft, which accounts for $50 billion a year in lost wages. Per year, by the way. Per year. So if you are taking off early and you're feeling a little bad about it, don't feel bad. Stick it to the man. Take more days off. Americans actually don't take enough days off. Take the fewest amount of vacation days probably of any westernized nation. Probably because they only get, I think, like, on average, 10 paid vacation days Americans get, which is a really low number. And zero mandatory days off. Mandatory paid vacation days. America has zero.
Zero.
So that's why you need to take your days.
Yeah, because they always tell you, you either use it or you lose it.
You're going to lose it. Yeah. Or just take off early and make it a long lunch.
Oh.
Like you do for the tournament. That's what everybody does anyway.
But until you got, but if you got to come do radio, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. But we are blessed.
We get to talk all about it.
We talk sports for a living.
That's
so
right.
We're blessed. Americans left 768 million days of paid time off unused last year. So I think taking
did you
a little,
say million?
768 million days.
Oh my goodness.
Of paid time off unused last year. The most of the westernized countries. Americans work themselves into the grave.
Yeah,
we take
sure.
pride in it. Nothing yeah. wrong with that. I mean, we got great work ethic, but you should mental health
and
wellness,
right?
That's why this country's got a lot of mental health issues because we don't take care of ourselves. One of the ways to take care of yourself is to take some time off.
No doubt.
All right. All right, so we'll come back. We'll get into the March match. We'll get into the Texas Xavier matchup. We'll talk about how the Longhorns can pull off the win tonight in the Sweet 16 to advance to the Elite Eight. We'll get into that and more.